Buildings by Design brings you the Preps Football Game of the Week on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson and Mike Danson.
Live from Peterson Field on the campus of Roosevelt High School, beautiful Johnstown, Colorado. It is the 1310 KFK Friday night game of the week presented by Buildings by Design. We get to our Martin Marietta pregame show. Clark Johnson, Mike Danson with you on this Friday night as Fort Morgan, the defending state champions, come into Johnstown, take on Roosevelt tonight. Mike, when we put this on the schedule, we thought, boy, this is going to be one of the best in the year. For Morgan, though, my goodness gracious, how after a state championship, the cupboard is pretty bare.
Yeah, the cupboard is really bare for Fort Morgan, 0-2 coming into this one. If you look at the stats from last year, I think it was graduated their quarterback, their three top rushers, and their three top receivers last year. So offensive output is very minimal so far this year.
Yeah, rushing game for Fort Morgan that just has done nothing so far. 2.4 yards a carry, man, that's not going to get it done.
No, not unless you get eight downs on it.
That's right. Eight downs would be a good thing for a lot of different teams. Roosevelt does what they do, man. I mean, Lane Wassinger has done a great job with this program. Wassinger coming in here in his sixth year with the program, and it's one that everybody can dial up and know they're going to go deep into the playoffs. The situation for Roosevelt is the last 2 years, I thought, Mike, they're going to get it. They're going to get it done. They're knocking on the door. Maybe this is the year.
Yeah, they keep knocking on that door, just waiting on them to just knock that thing down one of these years. Seems like something always comes up. You know, you run into a team that you already played last year in Meade and end up losing that game. But, yeah, you just expect them to get it done one of these years.
All right, so my hometown, Oceanside, California, has a marine layer every day. Till about 12 o'clock, it's foggy. You can go out and sit outside, and it's a little misty and dewy. That's what we have here tonight. It's cool. We were at university last weekend in the hot box. I think they should use that as a prison because, man, it's like 150 in that room we were in last week. Tonight it's about 50 degrees out here. It's a little chilly, and we've got the precipitation, this light kind of foggy drizzle rain that's coming down.
Yeah, it's a completely different situation for us being outside in this weather tonight, but yeah, it should make for an interesting game. The ball is going to be a little wet off of that grass. Maybe some chances for fumbles tonight.
Riders have won a couple of games, beat Palisade. That's a good program. Palisade, usually somebody you can say, okay, let's see how we do against this program, and that'll give us a little bit of a litmus test. Kennedy, I don't think so much. I think they were just overwhelmed. 41-0, Roosevelt won there. But it's what Lane Wassinger's teams do. In the regular season, man, they just absolutely toast some schools.
Yeah, it's what was it? I think that was last year when we came. They had only given up like 14
That's
points,
right.
And we were at like the sixth game of the season.
Remember what they did to Meade here?
Yep.
Too, beat them up. I think 37-7 or whatever that score was. It was a cakewalk. And then you get into the playoffs, and look who's running second, or rather into the final four. Well, second, that's right. The Meade Mavericks went all the way to the finals and lost to this Fort Morgan team. So we'll find out what this looks like coming up for the Riders this year. Lane Wassinger in his sixth year with the club, as we said, 12-1 last year. Conference champions, and then lost in the final four to Meade 38-21. And that tells you that what you get coming up to the playoffs, not always the end-all. It's about who's playing the best football with the best teams down the stretch in the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's such a different world when you have to play that
sure.
team a second time.
You bet.
You know, my last year coaching at Platte Valley, we took care of Eaton pretty easily during the season and then lost them in the playoffs, and they had a backup quarterback in. So
that wasn't that 9-6 game, was it?
It was that 9-6 okay. game. But,
that's the one.
Yep, just the way that it sometimes works out, you end up playing that team and they find something on film that you didn't see, and it helps them to get you stopped that time.
Absolutely. Be fun to see this game tonight, no doubt about it. Here, one of the great places to come watch a game out in Johnstown at Peterson Field here. They're going to be moving the school next year, so hope it doesn't detract from what you get out here at Peterson Field. This is one of those places where you pretty much can say the city closes down and comes out to the ballpark. This is the Buildings by Design Game of the Week. Full service general contractor and construction manager, whether your project is a small ag project or a multi-million dollar commercial project, Buildings by Design can lead you through the process from inception to completion. More online at buildingsbydesign.com. This is the Martin Marietta pregame show. Mike and I are going to come back in a moment. We'll get to our players to watch, keys to the game, brought to you by SOAR. We'll do that when we come back here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Mark Johnson, Mike Danson back here at Roosevelt High School in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Took a minute 29 for the Riders to get on the board. For the Fort Morgan Mustangs, I had 15 on that. That's Charlie Langford on the return, but they tripped him up, and we'll see what the Mustangs can do. And, Mike, they're 0-2, a couple of losses that you are both eyebrow-raising for Fort Morgan, and then in a minute and a half, they're down 7-0.
Yeah, it happened.
Not a way to start
for them, no. And that's kind of goes against what I was saying. If they're going to compete in this game, keeping it in the teens and low 20s, giving up a score in a minute and a half isn't going to do it.
Trey Romero, the left-handed sophomore, is going to play quarterback tonight. Chase Romero, their starter for the last two games, went out with a broken bone in his foot. Handoff up the middle, nothing doing. David Keller, Angel Lopez, those are the guys that are going to get the handoffs tonight. And 43, that's Knutson. I tell you, that's who made the tackle. Didn't see who got the handoff on that one. I think it was Keller. 16 carries, 42 yards coming in. That's the thing for Fort Morgan. They've rushed for 2.5 yards a carry so far this year. Offensive line has got to pick it up for them.
Well, and that's, we look at the stats from last year and we see that all those skill guys graduated. But after looking at that first play, I'm guessing a few of the linemen graduated last year also.
Second down and 11 here for Fort Morgan about the 19-yard line. Romero's going to throw the left. He goes downfield, long and overthrown, incomplete. Trying to get the football downfield that time to his outside receiver.
How would you like to be Trey Romero, your first start probably in a varsity game, and here comes the number one Roosevelt team.
Yeah, no kidding.
That defense is always so stout and aggressive, and they've been that way since I was playing against them when I was in high school.
We'll get our first visit to our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard in just a moment after this play. Kyle Johnson back in the studio. If this isn't your game tonight, keep here on 1310 KFK, 103.1 FM, and you will get your team scores. We'll hit all the games tonight back in the studio. It is a third down, call it 11 or 12 here for the Fort Morgan Mustangs. Handoff left-hand side, Angel Lopez, the sophomore, is hit, spins out of a tackle, and then he's buried by the sticks. No gain, if anything, on the play. It's going to be fourth down for the Mustangs. Right now, our first trip back to the studio and our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Kyle, what do you got?
Great start for Northridge Clark as Cooper Rose hits Brendan Peterson 53 yards to the house on the first play of the game. Northridge 7, Greeley Central 0. Back to you guys.
Love what Jeremy Hayden's doing with Northridge, too. And Brendan Peterson, boom, he gets it from Cooper Rose right off the bat. Here's the punt. They come in a hurry and almost got there. Kick is away, going to be taken here. And it is Trevor Karabench making the fair catch at, where did they go, Mike? About the 44?
Yep.
All right, Riders here in the mist. Did you guys see that movie when you were growing up? That was about 1975, of course. I think it was called The Fog. It was who was the director in that? But The Fog would come in and kill everybody. Hope that doesn't happen here tonight.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen tonight.
The Fog, whatever you call this.
I think they did a remake of that here in the past 10 years or so.
All right, Riders will go back to work here. Boy, if you're Fort Morgan, don't give up one quick here. You're going to be looking up the whole night. Riders took a minute 29 seconds to go 65 yards their first time. That's your CNH solution scoring summary on the first drive. Handoff goes right-hand side on the outside here for the Riders. Think that's Xavier Ramirez. See if that's 21. It is. That's not 16 yards, though, Mike.
No, not 16 yards there. Just one.
Just one.
The linebacking core for Fort Morgan did a really good job on that one. I believe it's 53 for Fort Morgan, which I don't see, so it must be 63. Colin Duckworth, 63 maybe.
Yep.
Did a really good job of filling that hole.
Duckworth, one of the big defensive players on that Fort Morgan squad. Second down and 9. Here is the give, right-hand side, spinning out of a tackle. Here comes Ramirez. He may go. Hey, look at the speed for Xavier Ramirez. X is going to the house, baby. Touchdown right there. That is a 56-yard touchdown run. Xavier Ramirez, that'll help him with his average, right?
Yep, he only got one on that first play, but made up for it on that one.
57, he's averaging, 28 and a half yards a carry tonight, so that's not bad.
And it's so hard for that Fort Morgan defense, the way that Roosevelt's running that they have to stay on their keys. If you're quarterback key or if you're the running back key, you got to stay on that.
Here's Weha with the extra point. It's down, and Jacobs' kick is good, and it's 14-0. Did you see the jets that Xavier Ramirez turned on when he got around the end, though?
Yeah, as soon as he got in that open field, he was gone.
Boy, no question about it. We're going to stay right here on this break in the kickoff. Let's go back to the studio, though. Kyle Johnson's got another update in the Journey Homes Out-of-Town Scoreboard studio. Kyle, what do you got?
Yeah, Greeley Central answers right back, guys, as Carlos Cardoza takes a screen 78 yards to the house, and the Wildcats go for two, so they're actually up 8-7 over Northridge.
Look at that. Look at that. Don't run away, Northridge fans. You got a long way to go tonight, and a pretty big favorite in the house tonight, so let that thing play out. But look at that. Jeff Priestley and Greeley Central with an 8-7 lead early in that one.
You know, and when we saw Greeley Central last year, there were a few things that they were doing that I really liked.
Sure.
Just another, like the other programs, Northridge a little bit ahead of them, but just trying to find a way to start winning football games again.
Well, the Riders up 14-0. Folks, if you need to get your car taken care of, like I do often because I've got a 22-year-old bug and I don't want to give it up, my friends at AAMCO of Fort Collins, the perfect place to go. Don Scott built the empire out there 40 years, folks. Dave Martin, Lance Pickett, both working for him for over 30 years. They're the guys to go to now. Lance in Fort Collins, Dave's in Loveland. We got you covered. AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. Here's the kickoff now by Weha. Comes down, taken here, spinning out of a tackle now, and down he goes at the 25-yard line here for the Fort Morgan Mustangs. Cashin, I think it was Cashin Johnson, I think 24 was the returner there.
You know, you can really tell a lot about a team on a kickoff when they have to get down there and cover, and they're not just kicking touchbacks. You can see a team that's very disciplined, that's staying in their lanes. And you watch this Roosevelt team, that kickoff team, they are in their lanes. They know if they're a contained person. They know if they're supposed to get down there and be the first one making the tackle. Just a very disciplined football team.
To the left of us in the north end zone, up about, 400 or 500 feet, it's Drone Wars up there. A couple of drones filming the game, and it looks like they're going to do some battle up there. First down here for Fort Morgan. Romero, the lefty, is going to throw. Ball almost intercepted right there. Trying to pick it off, get a number on it. Is that Tucker Peterson?
Yanez pass is incomplete. Second and 10, Mustangs.
I think it was 42, Clark, maybe?
Oh, you got 42 on it? Yeah. Peterson was there, too, 20 as well. 42 defensively for, of course, that roster for me is
Evan Klein.
It's underwater.
Evan Klein, I think.
All right, there you go. You got the only roster people can read tonight, I think. My roster is stuck to the table. It's not going to come up. If it does, it's going to come up in 29 pieces. All right, we're 4 minutes into this first quarter, 14-0 Roosevelt already. Here's the give up the middle. Forget it. That's 43 defensively.
Ryan
That's Ryan Knutson, yeah. 15 tackles so far on the year for the senior linebacker. Give him 16 now. Boy, he stopped that right away.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough going if Fort Morgan's going to try to run right at the teeth of this Roosevelt defense. They're going to have to try to work it outside a little bit more, get off tackle.
Is something you want to do, though, is try to, even though you're having trouble at it, you got to try to establish a running game, right?
Yeah, you definitely have to. You can't just give up on it, especially when you have a sophomore quarterback. You can't just throw it all on his lap and say, hey, go get it for us.
Third down and 11 for Trey Romero. Just 3 of 11, 18 yards, and a touchdown. He throws here, and it's not even close. They're not on the same page with his receiver that time. Chase Redding, the senior, cut in. The pass went outside, and it's going to be fourth down. And with 7:17 left in the first quarter, and the Riders up by two scores already, they're going to get their hands back on the football here.
Yeah, and I mentioned it on the last possession for him, but there is no way that Trey Romero has seen, you know, just a sophomore player, played freshman football last year, has not seen a rush like this when he's dropping back to throw a ball.
All right, kick is coming here. Snap, the kick is away. Almost got to it again. This one is chased, and it's going to be killed and dead down around the 30-yard line, it looks like.
Ball will be spotted at the 35. First
Riders with a 35-18 win against Palisade in the opener, and then 41-0 last week at Kennedy. So just absolutely rolling. Get Highlands Ranch next week, a 5A team. They're 1-2, I think 0-2 maybe to begin Highlands Ranch, but 5A club anyway. And then they get Holy Family, who was a quarterfinal team last year. That's quarterfinal in 3A, of course. All right, so here we go. Riders with the football, 7:17 to go first quarter here at Peterson Field, 14-0 already. Hartson, is he going to keep this one? No, he gives it off left-hand side, and Fort Moore.
For Fort Morgan from his defensive end spot, really held his own against the polling guard.
All right, second down for the Riders here. Call it second and 10. Ball sitting at their own 35-yard line here. 14-0. Riders in front already. A Tucker Peterson catch for a touchdown. Here's the pitch, left-hand side. Who's got it? I think it's Peterson. It is Tucker. Spins out of a tackle, still on his feet. Fights his way all the way out to about the 47, 48-yard line. That's 12, 13 yards for the wide receiver on the end sweep, and it's a first down for the Riders.
Yeah, that's that jet sweep play, except for they're not handing it off. They do the little toss forward to make sure if he drops it or anything that it's just an incomplete pass. Able to get around the corner on that one. Great job blocking on the outside by the two receivers for Roosevelt.
First down, call it the 46-yard line here after an 11-yard carry. Hartson going to fake hand up. No, he does give. Ball left-hand side. Doucette breaks the tackle and drives it out into Fort Morgan territory and down to about the 45-yard line. So give him about six, maybe seven on the carry, and it'll be second down here. Well, no more than that. Look at this. They're going to give him nine on that carry. It'll be second and one here for the Riders.
That Roosevelt offensive line, they're just big, and when they get on their block, they are not letting go. They are able to open holes up that you and I could probably get through a little bit there, Clark.
Second down and a yard here for Bronco Hartson, and they give it up to Xavier Ramirez after he broke off, what, a 50, what did he get? What was that carry, 57 or so?
56, yep.
56, something like that. That time he gets the first down just enough. He needed one. He got about three, and it's first down for the Riders. Right now we've got an update in our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Let's go back to Kyle in the studio.
Get you a couple real quick. Clark, Fort Lupton leads Weld Central 7-0. And Blinken, you miss it out there at District 6 tonight. Northridge has scored twice more. They lead 21-8 now. They scored off a fumble and an interception. So the Grizzlies ahead of the Wildcats 21-8 all of a sudden.
Hartson's going to throw for Tucker Peterson. How do you do? Great catch by one of the best receivers in the state inside the 10-yard line and out of bounds at the 3, maybe the 4-yard line. Big throw by Hartson and a great catch by Peterson.
And Hartson does exactly what you're supposed to do. You got a cover 2 defense, so there's just that one safety on that half of the field. And Peterson runs that corner route, and he just puts it up in the air and lets him go make the adjustment to get to it.
Well, we might be serving up a quick one tonight. 14-0 already, Riders. 4:48 to go first quarter, and they're knocking on the door again. Hartson takes the snap. Where's Bronco going to go with it? Rolling, looking. Dumps it right-hand side, waiting in the end zone. It's a touchdown, but there is a flag at the goal line.
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be a handoff, so we're going to have an ineligible man downfield, I think.
Didn't see who caught it on the far side of the field either.
That's exactly what we got.
Yeah, good call, Mike.
Kind of a weird snap off to the side. He wasn't able to get the handoff, but threw it over everybody's head to an open guy, of course. But offensive linemen were standing on the goal line.
Lane Wassinger talking to Bronco Hartson on the sideline there. Sends him back in with the play. Well, let's see what they do now. First and goal from the 9-yard line. Does that help Fort Morgan at all? Because they're up against it already. Hartson with two backs next to him, Doucette and Ramirez. Going to give it to Doucette, right-hand side. Ryan digging towards the goal line and gets to about the 2, it looks like. So give him 7 on the carry. And it's going to be a second and goal here, and they're just knocking on the door again, Mike.
Yeah, and I talk about how big this Roosevelt offensive line is, but they're very athletic, too. There's a lot of pulling going on. That time they're pulling the backside guard to lead up on that outside play, and he's right there making a huge block on the outside to open up the hole.
Strange weather in Johnstown. Look at the fog and the mist, a heavy mist. Our table is soaked. Everything we've got in front of us is soaked. But it's just, you wouldn't say it's raining. It's just kind of, You're sitting in the fog. Bad snap or maybe a mishandled snap. Hartson in trouble, and they got him back close to the 10, 11, 12-yard line there. And the Riders now are going to have third down.
And that's the first time that we've seen the wet ball kind of come into play tonight. You know, on that corner route, I was amazed how well Hartson was able to throw that pass down the field. But right there, the snap just kind of sneaks through his hands.
All right. They in this spot, I would say Tucker Peterson's the guy they're going to go to. But just got a feeling Peyton Zakomski, the senior, is going to catch his fifth catch of the year for a touchdown. Let's see if that works. Peterson's in the slot to the left here. Mateo Leal, the senior, is to the near side. And now I think a timeout on the field taken by Lane Wassinger and Roosevelt. Gives us a 30-second break. 3:05 to play here in the first quarter. Riders knocking on the door. Big third down coming up when we come back. 14-0 Roosevelt over Fort Morgan. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back here to Peterson Field, Johnstown, Colorado. Roosevelt 14-0. They've got a third down and goal from about the 11. Going to give it to Doucette, right-hand side. Oh, good move by Ryan Doucette, and he walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Roosevelt.
And I love this play. It's just a counter play. He takes a step opposite of where he's going to go, then comes and takes the ball. Both the backside guard and tackle are pulling, and everybody is on that right side just clearing a lane for him.
So it was Xavier Ramirez had the big long touchdown run. Tucker Peterson, the catch for a touchdown, and now Ryan Doucette has scored as well, 20-0. Weha with the extra point. Jacobs' kick is on the way, and man, he's got a leg. He boots it right through, and it's 21-0 now with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. It'll give us a chance to step aside one more time. We'll come back in a moment. 21-0, Roosevelt. Call the babysitter. It might be an early night tonight. We're coming back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For the first time ever, Canvas Stadium belongs to Friday Night Lights with the Canvas Community Classic. On Friday, September 30th, hear a doubleheader of high school football with Pooter versus Rocky Mountain and Fossil Ridge versus Fort Collins. KFK will be live from Canvas throughout the day talking plenty of football, leading up to our two-game broadcast beginning at 4:30. Coverage of the Canvas Community Classic is brought to you by none other than the best pizza joint in Fort Collins, Crazy Carl's Pizza. Make your plans to join us on Friday, September 30th on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Welcome back. It's 21-0. CNH Scoring Solutions. Scoring Summary. Scoring Solution. CNH Solutions Scoring Summary. Ryan Doucette from 12 yards out. Give it to him. Three different Riders have scored touchdowns here. It's 21-0. That is your CNH Solutions Scoring Summary. Return out here, left-hand side. Ball's on the ground. Mike just called that. We're talking off air, and Mike said, I wouldn't be surprised if Fort Morgan coughs it up right here. Boom, man. You're a soothsayer.
Yeah, just trying to make that one extra move to get around a guy, and the second guy comes in from the side and is able to knock that ball loose, and now Roosevelt has a chance to go up 28, taking over the ball inside the red zone here.
There's 2:51 left in the first quarter here. 21-0 Riders, and they're inside the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. Bronco Hartson will go to work here from the 19. Where does he go to Ramirez? Xavier? Nope, he went right-hand side on the outside. Tucker Peterson cuts it back, and he's down to the 5-yard line. Oh, is it Peterson 2-0?
It is.
That's right. Man, he's impressive.
Just a great design of a play there by Coach Wassinger. You fake it to the tailback underneath, and you have Peterson lined up as a wing on the left side. He kind of comes back behind, and you toss it to him. Everybody's following the tailback. Nobody following Peterson.
Bronco, boy, he's getting some miles in, man, going back and forth between the sideline with Lane Wassinger and the huddle here. First down and goal, Riders at the 5-yard line of Fort Morgan, 2:20 to go first quarter, 21-0 already, Roosevelt. They can go up 28-0 right here. Hartson out of the gun. Where does he go? To X. Ramirez tackled in the backfield, and maybe he gets back to the line of scrimmage here. It'll be second down and trying to gauge what we're looking at here, too. Is Roosevelt this impressive? Which could be. But my guess is Fort Morgan's helping them out a little bit. They just don't look like they can stop this team. Second and goal from the five. They stopped them for one play. Can they sustain that? Second down. Hartson's going to throw. Looking, almost called him Brig. The Broncos going to throw a left-hand side. It's caught on the outside. That's Mateo Leal, the senior, and he goes to the three-yard line before they tie him up. So a short gain on the pass, a couple of yards, and it's going to be third and goal here for the Riders.
Some of the stuff that, just kind of trying to gauge Roosevelt a little bit, the fact that Bronco can stand back there and have as much time as he wants throwing the ball tells me that offensive line is really good. And looking at previous stats, the fact that they have two guys running the ball for over 10 yards a carry and just an amazing receiver in Peterson. This is a really good football team.
I have a pool of water on this table. This is unbelievable. Here's Hartson to give it. Ramirez kicks outside with an X. Good fake outside. Dives for the pylon. Touchdown, Roosevelt.
And out to number 21, Xavier Ramirez. Roosevelt, Rough Rider, touchdown.
Well, that's his second tonight. It's the fourth Rider touchdown in the first quarter here. Mike's looking up at the skies, too.
It's starting to turn into a little bit more of a rainstorm here than just a little mist.
Boy, I've got to bring a tent along for now on. Holy cow. Jacob Wyha on for his fourth extra point of the quarter. Didn't think that would happen, but here we are. Snap placed down. Wyha's kick is on the way, and that's good. Well, 47 seconds left. We'll keep it here. We have to get out at the end of the quarter anyway. 28-0, Roosevelt over Fort Morgan, and we're in the first quarter still.
Just had a late flag here after the extra point. Not sure if somebody kind of mouthed off or what's happening.
The referees will figure it out while they do. Want to thank Paul Dovenbarger, Shelter Insurance. That's our Red Zone sponsor. As your shelter agent, Paul's job is to help you find the types of coverage you need to protect what matters most to you. Your family, your home, your vehicles, and so much more. Paul looks forward to helping you get the right coverage at the right price and providing the outstanding service that you would expect. Give Paul a call today, 970-674-8757. That is Paul Dovenbarger at Shelter Insurance. Call him. I did. For auto insurance, and Paul is great to work with, no question. Right now, we've got a update and a score from our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Let's go back to the studio and Kyle Johnson.
2A Berthoud, 3A Thompson Valley. The Spartans lead 6-0 on a Skyler Striker to Evan Soggett touchdown from 23 yards out.
Boom, just like that.
Berthoud seems to be a bit of a surprise.
They're number 10 right now, Mike.
This season, so. Wasn't sure what to expect. I think that coach is, what, in his second year there?
Corey Tickner, I think it's his third, if I'm not mistaken.
A team that you just didn't know what to expect, but they're playing good football right now.
Corey's really a good football guy, too. End of the season last year, they were out of it, but he jumped on a couple of times with us and was terrific on the radio talking about the 2A playoffs with us. But, boy, they're number 10. First time I've seen that Berthoud team since I've been out here in the top 10 in football. So Corey Tickner really turning that program around. Here's the kickoff deep, and the Mustangs are going to try to do something right here. Return comes out to the 20, the 25-yard line, and down he goes there. That is Charlie Langford again on the return. And we'll see what Fort Morgan to do. 38 seconds to go in the first quarter, and they're looking up at the scoreboard here, the Gould Parts scoreboard, and they're saying, 28-0 Riders.
Ball is spotted at the 26, first down Mustangs.
All right, Fort Morgan from the 26 will go to work here. The sophomore lefty quarterback, Trey Romero, try to get something going here. One of these times I'm going to move my board here, and all the paper is going to come off and stick to the table. I know it. We'll be making it up the rest of the way then. Here we go, 26-yard line, 28-0 Riders. Two Xavier Ramirez, or not, what do we got? Two X touchdowns, right? Two from Ramirez, one from Doucette, one from Tucker Peterson on a Bronco Hartson pass. First down for Romero. The sophomore lefty wants to throw. He's going downfield, down the middle of the field. This ball's tipped away. He just hung it up there, and time enough for the defender to get back here.
Incomplete. Second down, Mustang.
Just a great job by the cornerback. He's in position over the top of the receiver. The ball gets in the air, puts his foot in the ground, comes up able to break on it. Just a great play there.
Trevor Karabinch was the one guy, the defensive back, that came over and broke it up. All right, here we go. Second down, 10 for the Mustangs. 26-yard line, their own side of the field. 28-0 Roosevelt here in the first quarter. 32 seconds remain on our Gould Parts scoreboard. Any part you need, Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, will take care of it for you. The carry is up the middle by the sophomore quarterback. That time he just kept it, and nothing there, Mike. Maybe they get one. It's going to be 3rd and 9.
Yeah, and that's tough. That's probably the most successful that run play they've had tonight. The gain of one by the sophomore quarterback. Just tough to run into the teeth of this Roosevelt defense.
Mustangs may opt to just run out the rest of the quarter here and turn the page on this one because it wasn't a good one for Fort Morgan. Third down and a yard, and that's it. We're done with a quarter here at Peterson Field in Johnstown. In the mist, in the fog, John Carpenter was the director of the fog. It came to me finally, and we're having John Carpenter sitting in the stands out there. One quarter in the books, 28-0. Riders in front. Come back in a moment. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Underway, pass out on the left-hand side, tipped and almost intercepted. Trying to corral the football that time was, I think, 33 for Roosevelt. I can't get my pages unstuck or I'd tell you who that was. Mike, any clue? I think it was 33.
For Roosevelt?
Defensively, right?
Valencia?
Oh, was that Elazar?
Yep. All right.
Where are we at here? They're going to punt. Fort Morgan's going to kick it away. Boy, the rain. Now the precipitation's really coming down. That kick's going to bounce out at about the 33-yard line. So the Riders will have it. I don't know how we're just 4 seconds into the second quarter. Do you? That's two plays that took 4 seconds. Right?
Yeah.
Somebody ought to start the clock up there. They just start it and keep it going. It's 28-0, and we're getting soaked out here. They'll take the football at the 32-yard line. Boy, you know what? I thought I looked at the weather today. Didn't see any of this. Didn't pack for this. No. They didn't say you're going to be in a swamp tonight.
Yeah, all the moisture that I saw was supposed to be around midnight to 2 o'clock. There was the highest chance. But, here we are, soaking wet.
Boy, oh, boy. All right, yeah, I've got to do something. My phone's going to get waterlogged here. I don't know. This equipment, we got to do something here. Boy, oh boy. All right, let's see if we can call the game while we're trying to save the equipment. Here is a back to throw, Hartson. He wants to go deep down the right-hand side. Open there is Bowie Schmitz, and it's incomplete off his hands. Nice job defensively by the defensive back for Fort Morgan.
Yeah, and I was going to give him a shout-out, Clark. I don't have an 11 on my roster for Fort Morgan, though. So just a great job by him there. As soon as the ball got in the hands, he just takes a swipe at both arms and knocks it loose.
When you say 11, I go back into my childhood, and I think Manny Mota, maybe the greatest pinch hitter of all time, a Los Angeles Dodger. He was famous for getting in there in a pinch hit situation and fouling off about 15 balls. Second down and 10 here for the Riders. Hartson's going to keep it up the middle. Look at him go. Hartson's off to the races. Good night, Bronco Hartson. You can touch a ball right here. Touchdown, Roosevelt. What did he go? 68 yards for the score. It's 34-0, Roosevelt. Wow.
And that's just a quarterback trap inside. He fakes it to the running back. The guard pulls, traps the
We're 5 points away from a running clock, Mike. We're a minute and 22 seconds into the second quarter.
Yeah, and
this will be a record for me.
At this point, hopefully Coach Wassinger will keep his foot on the gas and get us out of this rainstorm we got going on here.
No kidding. 11:38 to go here in the first half. 35-0. We've got a update. Let's get to it right now. Instead of taking a break, we'll get to our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Kyle, what do you got? Hopefully it's closer than what we got here.
Well, it's off to a good start that way anyways. Loveland up on top of 5A Pomona, 13-0. So number 7 ranked Redhawks continue their winning ways to start the season. They're on top 13-0 in the first half.
I hear Pomona football, and I think of Gary Klatt. Jason Klatt, the coach at Meade, his father, Joel Klatt of 2, CSU fame, and of course, is he on Fox now? Is Joel Klatt on Fox? Yeah, just a great college commentator. But, boy, Gary Klatt was at Pomona forever. And Pomona had years and years of being one of the top teams in the state. They're down a little bit right now, though. All right, 11:38 to go here in the first half. It's 35-0 Roosevelt. Yep, you heard it right. Bronco Hartson, 68-yard run for the kid, man.
Yeah, and like I said, not one Fort Morgan Mustang put a finger on him as he came through that hole.
Here's the kickoff now. Fort Morgan trying to do something here in Johnstown tonight. Return comes out to about the 20. The 25 spins out of a tackle and out close to, I think, the 30-yard line or so. They're on the far side of the field here.
10, Andrew Mash.
And they'll go back to work first and 10 here. They're down by 5 touchdowns.
And it happened quick, too. We're talking, I would guess that Roosevelt has ran 15 to 20 offensive plays
at this
point,
right?
And they have 5 touchdowns on the board. That's pretty crazy, honestly.
What do you think? They have 300 yards?
Yeah, they have 3 play touchdowns of
5 drives. I mean, got to be 50 yards of drive or so, or 250, 300 yards so far. Here is Romero, the lefty, is going to throw down the field, and it's incomplete. Right through the hands of his intended receiver. That's Cashin Johnson, the senior.
Yeah, and these guys got to help him out. He's made his last 2 passes. They've been a little bit off, but they've definitely been catchable, hitting their hands, and they've just gone right through them. So help out your sophomore quarterback a little bit and bring those in.
All right, somebody call Cody Wilson, because I did not hear this today. We're just getting soaked out here tonight.
You know, Clark, I used to carry an umbrella in my golf bag, but in Colorado it didn't make any sense. I took it out just to save up that space, and now I'm wishing I had that thing.
2 Friday nights in a row, and we're swimming both nights. Hand off in the backfield, and they smack him for a loss. That's going to be a loss of about 4 or 5 yards here for the Mustangs. Boy, they just can't get anything going offensively, and even worse, they can't stop anything defensively. Just a whitewash here in the first 13 minutes of football.
Mustangs. Running the ball has not been an option at all. They've had one run play that has gone positive, and it will give them a yard, but it honestly was probably only a half a yard gain.
Calling the second half from the inside of my car, I think. 10:54 to go. Yeah. My eyes are a little foggy out here, too. It's not the only thing that's foggy. Holy cow. 10:45 left here in the first half. Third down and 15. For the Fort Morgan Mustangs, down 35-0 already. Romero's going to throw. They come to him. The throw is intercepted. Tucker Peterson has picked it off. He's inside the 20. He's inside the 10. Take it to the house, Tucker Peterson. Touchdown, Roosevelt. It's 41-0. A running clock with 10:30 to go in the first half.
That is the fastest running clock that I have
ever seen
in a high school football game. You know, I was trying to think back of when I was coaching and the time that I've been calling and watching games. There was one year that Brush came to Platte Valley, and with 4 minutes left in the second quarter, we had the running clock going. But this is by far the fastest.
Yeah, unbelievable,
10
boy.
10 minutes left here in the second quarter. We're going to have a pretty quick rest of this one.
I got to get something else on our equipment. I'm almost ready to take my jacket up. Yeah, and more importantly, something soft. I've got to get it over the top of this antenna. The new antenna we have is just dripping. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable out here. It's like we're in a pool. Kick is on the way, and it is good. So now the clock's running for the rest of the night. Folks, we are, 12, 24, and 9. 33 minutes away from ending this game, plus halftime. Hopefully they make the halftime short. Make the people not sit out here and just in a swimming pool out here. There's timeout on the field. We'll go back to the we'll take a break, actually. 42-0 Roosevelt with 9 minutes to go in the first half. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Johnstown. My pants and my shirt. Right side on the return here, and the kickoff comes out to the 25, the 30-yard line here for Fort Morgan. 42-0, Roosevelt. And we are 16 minutes into the football game. 8 minutes left here in the first half, and that clock is going to run for the hills the rest of the night out here, which is perfect for the crowd. I'm sure everybody wants to get home and dry off, but holy cow. What a night for the Riders, though. Wondered what Fort Morgan would do coming in. The defending state champions. lost to Conifer, a team I haven't seen win a game in football in years. In opening week, they lose 13-10 Conifer. Then they lose to Brush, who got beat by Wiggins in the opening week. Lost to Brush 26-14. Thought, how are they going to stand up here in Johnstown tonight? They're not. It's 42-0. Riders in front. Trey Romero, the lefty, the sophomore, will go back to work, tries to carry it, and gets nowhere on first down. He's second down and 9. Mike has gone back to the car to see if he can retrieve some light rain gear that we can put over the equipment here.
Number 0, Andrew Laura.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Loss on the play, second down.
It'd be nice to be able to get some weather men that can say, hey, you're going to be drowning out there tonight. Not the case. We'll see how it goes. 6:50 to go here in the first half. Second down 13 here after a loss of 3 for the Fort Morgan Mustangs. Ty Davies in his fifth year coaching this club. Romero's going to throw, swing it out left-hand side, and well overthrew his receiver. Right now we've got an out-of-town scoreboard update. Our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Kyle, what do you got?
Northridge and Greeley Central trying to rival you for fastest running clock. The Grizzlies have put 44 on the board in the first quarter. They lead 44-8 with 8 seconds left in the first.
All right, I think we got the equipment covered up now. I feel way more confident. Mike Danson just did the greatest thing in history of the world, going out to his car and getting that stuff done. Didn't miss much on offense for Fort Morgan while you were gone. Same kind of thing. Third down, 13 now. 6 minutes until we get to our Journey Homes halftime show. Kyle will be back in the studio, get you caught up on all the scores, too. All right, for Fort Morgan now, third and 13. Going to throw left-hand side. This pass is almost picked off, not near an intended receiver. It's going to be fourth down now.
Incomplete.
And they'll have to kick the football away with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go. If I can get my my read sheet for our sponsors out of the water, I'll see if I can get a read going here. As we said, Amco of Fort Collins, Amco of Loveland. Those are my guys, Don Scott, his great staff out there, Dave Martin, who's now taking the Loveland store. Over 30 years with Don at his store. Lance Pickett, who's running the Fort Collins store, as that punt is almost blocked. Over 30 years with Don there. That punt is on the ground, and did he go back and get it? He did. So the Riders almost gave that up. Almost the first time they've done anything wrong tonight, Mike.
Yeah, they have played a near-perfect game at this point. And, you know, I don't know Peterson back there. I think at this point just trying to fair catch that thing. That mist coming down in your eyes, looking up into the lights with that coming down. I think fair catching is probably the way to go.
So the Riders will take over. 40.
Very quickly.
We know Xavier Ramirez has got a couple. Hartson's got one. Peterson's got one.
Peterson has two.
Peterson does have two. That's right. He's got the pick six for a touchdown as well. And Hartson's got the 68-yard run. Here's Xavier Ramirez right side, and he'll take the ball to the 40-yard line. Will we see any starters on the field in the second half for maybe the first series?
I wouldn't even take a chance with a wet field
with the weather,
like this.
Yeah.
You don't want to take any chances of something weird happening on a wet field. So get through this final 4 minutes of the second quarter and then kind of let those younger guys get some playing time.
All right, hoping not to get pneumonia tonight. This would be great if we get out of here healthy. 3:55 to go. Mike and I sitting here in a we could be just as dry sitting in a hot tub out here right now and be much more comfortable. Here is Xavier Ramirez outside. Good move by Ramirez. Now he's looking for a blocker outside the numbers, inside Fort Morgan territory, and all the way down to about the 25-yard line or so of Fort Morgan. Xavier Ramirez, another 30-yard run.
And Ramirez impressive with his acceleration. He kind of finds a little spot, and he is at top speed in like 3 or 4 steps.
All right, so first down. Good thing I don't have my glasses tonight because I wouldn't be able to see through them.
Yeah, I'm very glad I put my contacts in for this one.
Gosh, 3 minutes to go here in the first half of a running clock. 42-0 Riders, and they're getting ready to score again. Call it the 25-yard line here. Where do they go? Hartson's going to keep it up the middle and takes it to about the 24-yard line. Right now we've got a scoreboard update, our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Let's go to Kyle Johnson in the studio.
Yeah, Loveland Red Wolves now 28-0 the advantage over Pomona, so they're rocking and rolling as well.
Look at Alan Jeffries' team doing what they do. Rolled to a win last week, of course, after the opening week one-point loss against Fossil Ridge. And then now just housing Pomona tonight. So 42-0, Hart's into the sideline to get the play from Lane Wasinger. And there it goes. I knew my scorecard would rip at some point, Mike. Now it's gone for good. All that work right down the turlet. All right. Left-hand side, here's the handoff. Man, it's really coming down now. You feel how thick it is?
Yeah, it's,
yeah, I'm soaked. Yeah. Look at me. I'm so complete. It looks like I jumped in a swimming pool.
I'm really trying hard to keep my legs under the table
here.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
try that too.
At least
we've got our hotspot connection down there under the table. We're the only place that seems to be dry. I'm going to lay there. I'm going to go down there.
Look through the fence to call the game here.
Wow, look at this. Look at this weather in Johnstown tonight. I thought I saw weird weather last Friday night at Resurrection Christian in Loveland. The incredible lightning, the incredible hard rain. This is like just getting hit with here's a pass. Oh, nice catch. That's Tucker Peterson again. Touchdown, Roosevelt.
Putting on his Zach Grable impression here.
No kidding.
Every time he touches the ball, he's getting in the end zone.
Third touchdown for Tucker in the ballgame. Boy, he's going to be one of the leaders in the clubhouse for our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game coming up here. 55 seconds to go in the half here. 48-0 Roosevelt. They go for 49 right here.
Amazing how well he was able to go up and get that ball.
No,
it was a little bit high. Able good. To snag it even being wet like it is.
Extra point's good. We're done with half a football here basically. So we will send it back to the studio. When we come back from commercial break, it'll be Kyle Johnson in the Journey Homes halftime studio. He'll bring you up to date on all of the scores. In this one, it's 49-0 Roosevelt here as we get to halftime in Johnstown. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is the Journey Homes Halftime Show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Kyle Johnson.
And we welcome you into the Journey Homes Halftime Show. Journey Homes, NOCO's largest builder since 1995. 26 years for Journey Homes. Locally owned and operated, over 10,000 homes built along the Front Range. Journey Homes, building your future together. Visit their website at www.journeyhomes.com to view floor plans and home galleries. We'll go to your Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard, get you all the scores as we have them here at halftime in a non-thriller out at Johnstown, a soggy Johnstown Roosevelt High School football game tonight. But riders all over the defending champion Fort Morgan Mustangs, 42-0, I believe, at last report. So, in 2A, a couple of games in League 1. The only one that's playing tonight is Sterling. They have the advantage 7-0 as they are taking on the Wellington Eagles. Wellington off that fresh first win in school history a week ago. Tigers looking for their first win this season. Currently ahead 7-0. Manitou Springs and Valley will play tomorrow. That's a 6 o'clock start in Gilcrest for the Vikings. Not much going on in 2A League 2 this week. Have one final from last night. That was Prospect Ridge 21, Timnas 3. So the Cubs fall to 0-3. Prospect Ridge gets their first victory of the season. Other teams we usually keep an eye on in that 2A League 2, University and Brush, both with byes this week. So they will be back in action next week. Fort Lupton, a team that got a win last week, traveled to Lamar and got a victory over the Savages. They're looking good tonight as they lead Weld Central 17-0. It's homecoming in Fort Lupton, so the Blue Devils looking to go to 2-1 on the season. Weld Central hoping not to fall to 0-3. Will Alvarado with a touchdown for the Blue Devils. Jonathan Gonzalez hit the field goal. Didn't get a report on the second touchdown, but Fort Lupton 17-0. Alvarado with the score in that matchup. Also in League 3 this week, the game that you'll hear tomorrow night right here on 1310 KFKA, it is Platte Valley, the number 4 ranked team in the current Chassa rankings, taking on and traveling to and busting open and enjoying the new stadium at Eaton that the Reds will invite them in. The Eaton number 3 in the state rankings currently, so Platte Valley and Eaton should be a fun matchup tomorrow night. Jumping up to 3A, Niwot with a 6-0 lead over Skyview. The Cougars 1-1, so they got a 6-0 lead over the undefeated Wolverines. No score yet from Frederick and Scott's Bluff. Nebraska, the Bearcats, and the Golden Eagles have not got a score in their matchup tonight. A final from last night in the 3A League 2, or League 7 rather, correct myself. It was Mountain View falling to Green Mountain. The Rams now 3-0 on the season and ranked number 5 in the state. Keep climbing those rankings. They win that matchup last night 24-6. Berthet playing up a class at Thompson Valley tonight. The Eagles with the 7-6 lead. The Spartans got an early touchdown from Skylar Stryker to Evan Soggett from 23 yards out. Thompson Valley answered back with a 56-yard pass from Riley Suarez to Marco LaPierre. So Thompson Valley with the advantage 7-6 between them and Berthet. Greeley Central and Northridge, we hit on that one quite a few times on our out-of-town scoreboard there in the first half. Grizzlies all over Greeley Central as that's a running clock as well as they near halftime 51-8. Northridge with the advantage. Cooper Rose, a nice night so far. He had Brendan Peterson from 53 yards out on the very first play of the game to set the tone for the Wildcats. Carlos Cardoza comes right back on the next play for Greeley Central, and he scampers in from 78 yards out, and we think, oh man, we've got a game. It's been all Northridge since. 44-0, they've outscored Greeley Central the rest of the first half. They got another touchdown from Cooper Rose on a 6-yard run. They also scored some short field touchdowns off of a fumble and an INT. Jace Reed had a 10-yard pick six for the Grizzlies, and Damon West got into the end zone as well. He scored from 11 yards out on the ground. Our game of the week, as I mentioned, Roosevelt all over the defending champion Fort Morgan Mustangs. Meade and Severance will do battle tomorrow. The number 4 ranked Mavericks head up the highway north to Severance to take on the Silver Knights. Both of those teams 1-1 on the season. Resurrection Christian will host the Bison from Buffalo out of Wyoming. Both of those teams with no blemishes on their record either. Resurrection Christian number 7 in the 3A polls. They are 2-0 on the season. Buffalo out of Wyoming has won their only ball game of the season. 4A League 1. Talked about the thriller that went down last night in Windsor as the Wizards held on to beat the Lambkins 27-21. Both of those schools are actually Windsor now to 2-1 on the season. Fort Collins drops to 1-2. It was the Jaden Thomas show for Windsor. He had 4 touchdowns in the game, including runs of 30, 28, 9, and 7 yards out for scores. He also rushed for over 250 yards. Jaden Thomas pacing the way for the Windsor Wizards as they hang on for a victory 27-21 over the Fort Collins Lambkins. Also in 4A League 1 tonight, Loveland travels to Arvada to take on the 5A Pomona, and the Red Wolves no trouble with the Panthers so far. They currently lead 28-0. 4A, other 4A league, and we have 2 scores from last night. Silver Creek outdoes Boulder 27-10. The Raptors are now 2-1 on the season. Greeley West was not as successful as they fell to Thomas Jefferson. The Spartans outdo the Spartans, so Spartans on Spartans in that matchup, but Thomas Jefferson outdoes Greeley West 34-7. Denver South, ranked number 9 in 4A. They have a 12-0 advantage at last report over Longmont. The Trojans looking for their first win of the season. Uncommon ground for them if they fall tonight to be 0-3. Have not got a score between number 4 Erie and Montrose. That should be a good battle as well. The Redhawks of Montrose, that's how I screwed that up earlier, Mike. I typed in Redhawks because Montrose, but when I said the Loveland Redhawks instead of the Loveland Red Wolves. But anyways, Montrose and Erie, no score reported yet. But Montrose 0-2, but they are just outside of the top 10 in the rankings. So a couple of good losses if there's such a thing for Montrose to keep them right on the edge of the rankings. They had a long trip to Erie tonight. Sounds like weather up and down the Front Range, so we'll see if that slows down that high-flying Erie Tigers offense. Try to get a score on that one before we get out of here as well. Six-man game between Prairie and Briggsdale going on tonight as well. I could not find a score on it either as I scurried the internet between breaks, but we'll see if we can catch one of those before we get out of here tonight. Brighton traveled to Fort Collins to take on the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. The Bulldogs with the 8-6 advantage in a Fort Collins tonight. Pooter and Prairie View doing battle as well up north, and right now the Impalas with the 20-0 advantage over the Prairie View Thunderhawks. Legacy and Rocky Mountain. Legacy 0-2 on the season, Rocky Mountain 2-0, but currently the Lightning with the 3-0 advantage over the Rocky Mountain Lobos. Rocky Mountain kind of like that Montrose team we talked about, just listed in the bottom of those rankings, just outside of the top 10. So they are not obviously wanting to fall tonight. Thought it'd be fun to keep our eye on the number 4-ranked Wiggins Tigers as they're hosting the Rocky Ford Meloneers tonight, but no score that I've been able to gather from that matchup as well. A couple of games tomorrow in the lower classifications as Highland will travel to Denver and take on the Kent Denver Sun Devils. Huskies in danger of falling to 0-3 on the season as well. And in 8-man, Dayspring looking for their first victory. They've only played one game, though, but they head out to Byers to take on the Bulldogs. That's all the scores as we have them for now on your Journey Home's out-of-town scoreboard. We'll take a timeout when we come back. I believe it's back out to the field, but I am not positive on that. No, Micah says, no, sir, it is not out to the field. So we may come back in here check on any scores that we could gather up during the break, make a plan what we're going to do with the rest of the night. Sounds like the guys are having trouble with the equipment and the mass downpour that they have going on out there. So we might have fun weather night 2 weeks in a row here on our prep game of the week here on 1310. But let's take a timeout. You're caught up on the scores as we have them now. We'll gather some more here during the timeout and get you all caught up right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Back in the Allo Communications studios as we try to scurry the internet for some more scores for you. If you're a Rocky Mountain Lobos fan, what I found during the break will not make you happy. Legacy scored twice, so the 0-2 Lightning are now up 17-0 over Rocky Mountain. 17-0 the score between those two teams. I still cannot get an update on a couple of the games I want to get, including that Erie game, but we will see if we can get one of those. I'm going to take a look around some other scores around high school football tonight as well as we try to give the guys a little bit more time to get the equipment dried out, see if we can get back on the air at Johnstown or at Roosevelt High School. That Erie Montrose score still not updated anywhere that I can find. Do have a Rockies score that we can get for you as well. I know I seen that CJ Crone hit a home run out of the stadium tonight past the truck. So those of you that are in aware with Coors Field and where they park that Toyota pickup up on top, it is a home run for CJ Crone out of the field, but they need all of it tonight as the Rockies were up 8-1 and now the Arizona Diamondbacks have scored 5 in the fifth. So Colorado scored 5 in the fourth. Arizona answers right back with 5 in the fifth. 8-6, the Rockies over the Diamondbacks currently. See if we could look forward to some college football games tomorrow as well. We hit the local college football games in our opening football night in Northern Colorado. Let's see if we can get you some of the big-time top 25 scores for tomorrow. College game day will be in Austin as Alabama travels to take on Texas. So number 1-ranked Alabama travels to take on Steve Sarkisian's Texas Longhorns. Remember, Coach Sarkisian kind of revived his career under head coach Nick Saban out of Alabama. So those two teams going to do battle. Some walkovers there. Ohio State, number three in the country, taking on Arkansas State. Should be no contest there. I did see a couple of games among street ranked teams here. Utah hosts Southern Utah. So the Utes, after big expectations and ranked number seven in the country last week, falls to an unranked Florida Gators team. So they'll look to get back on track. Here's two teams that are ranked against each other. Number 24, Tennessee, travels to number 17, Pittsburgh. Wisconsin, number 19, hosts Washington State. The other one I seen in there, Florida goes from being unranked a week ago to jumping to all the way to number 12 in the current rankings. They will take on Kentucky tomorrow. That's a 5 o'clock start as Kentucky heads to the Swamp to take on the Gators. And that looks about, oh, and Baylor travels to BYU. So number 9, Baylor takes on number 21, BYU. We talked about games in the Mountain West. We'll hit those again real quick for you. As UNC, game that can be heard right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. UNC travels to Wyoming to Jonah Field at War Memorial Stadium. That's a 2 o'clock start between those two teams. Wyoming 1-1 on the season. UNC at 0-1. And as weird as this may sound, the Air Force Falcons, 17.5-point favorites as they welcome in the Colorado Buffaloes. Air Force 1-0 on the season. CU, with that loss to TCU last week, is 0-1. So those kind of, about forgot about our Rammies over. Colorado State will have their home opener in the first time that they've got to play in front of the home crowd under Jay Norvell. And Clay Millen, the quarterback, his first start at Canvas Stadium. They will welcome in Middle Tennessee. Both of those teams 0-1 on the season. Line has CSU at 11.5-point favorites. So that's college scoreboard. We talked about the Denver Broncos. They will finally get their season underway as they are highlighted on Monday Night Football. Russ returns to Seattle, all the things that goes along with that. Let's refresh Twitter, see if we have any more new high school scores or prep scores that we can get for you before we go to break, and hopefully try to get you back out to the second half. Football route is on, it says here. Steve Smith on Twitter from the Fort Lupton Press. As Dimitri Alicorn into the end zone, Fort Lupton leads Weld Central 31-0. So the Blue Devils putting it on the Weld Central Rebels tonight. There's a score update for you that we have. And that looks like about it so far. 8-6 last I said, like on the Rockies score. And not seeing any other high school or prep scores being updated currently. So let's step away. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we will assess the situation, see if we can get you ready for the second half, see what's going on in Johnstown, and go from there. This is your Journey Homes Halftime Show here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
At Glass Doctor of Greeley and Fort Collins, their trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy or cracked glass, experts at installing heavy glass like showers and mirrors, experts when it comes to fixing that chip or replacing your windshield quickly and correctly. I guess it would be easier to say they're experts when it comes to glass. Locally owned and operated, Glass Doctor services Weld and Larimer County. Hail damage? Isn't it obvious? They're experts there too.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
We get it. You don't normally go looking for a bank, but if you look our way, you'll see something different. You'll see a bank that cares about you as well as your money. You'll see a team dedicated to giving back to your community. You'll see both high-tech tools and small-town values. We're TBK Bank, and we're banking with a single purpose. You. TBK Bank. Visit us online at tbkbank.com. TBK Bank SSB, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Mark Larson with State Farm Insurance. Football is here, and I couldn't be more excited. I'm a proud graduate and supporter of UNC Athletics. The games, the student athletes, the coaches, the university, all of it. But what I love most is they represent our community. My team and I with State Farm are about community. We care about this area, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs. Auto, homeowners, renters insurance are all lines we specialize in and would love to learn more about you. Call us at 356-8700. Go Bears, go community.
AKFK listeners, Clay Millen, starting quarterback for the Green and Gold, here to tell you about Crazy Carl's Pizza in Fort Collins and Loveland. I'm new to Fort Collins, but already know that there's no better, more comfortable place to watch the big game or just enjoy the best pizza in the state. They have NFL Sunday Ticket and 30-plus college football games showing on tons of TVs every weekend. Hear more about Crazy Carl's Pizza from me every Monday on KFK during the Clay Millen Show. Let's have a wonderful season, Ram fans.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Back in the Aloe Communications studios, as unfortunately for the second week in a row, the weather has not cooperated with us, not even a little bit. Second week in a row, the guys have been out in torrential downpour, and unfortunately, out of our control, we cannot get into press boxes where it is dry, so the equipment has taken a beating, and we lost our equipment at halftime. We thought we were going to be able to get it dried out to bring you the second half, and it does not appear that that is the case for tonight's game. So for the second week in a row, we have a little bit of trouble on our Friday night update and our Friday night game of the week, as we cannot get connected back out to the field. Soaking wet electric equipment, those two things do not go well together, unfortunately. Roosevelt, though, all over Fort Morgan, 49-0. We will call this our alt feed mill postgame show as we kind of wrap it up here from the studio. We will go back to regular programming here in just a bit. I believe check back in at 9:30. I mean, obviously, we invite you to stay for all of our regular programming, but Colorado Preps, the Colorado Preps scoreboard show, will go live at 9:30. So Kevin Schaefer will get you caught up on scores all across the state. You'll just have to listen a little closer to be able to find your Northern Colorado scores. So sorry, Coach Hoffman, we tried, but the rain got the best of us tonight. We're going to roll through the scoreboard one more time here real quick and just check and see if we see any more updates like this one that I just found. Fossil Ridge has pulled back ahead of Brighton, so the Sabercats with a 12-8 advantage over the Bulldogs. That is the only score update I see in 5A. Let's jump down to 4A and see if we can find any updates there on scores that we don't have. Loveland and Pomona still 28-0 in that matchup. Here's the one we were looking for right here. Erie in a little bit of trouble. The Tigers have had a tough start to the season. They trail Montrose 28-20 in the second quarter. So a long ways to go, but the fourth-ranked Tigers trail Montrose 28-20 tonight. Denver South all over Longmont now 26-8. I believe we had 12-0 the last time we talked. So things getting worse there for Longmont down in Longmont. Still no score from Frederick and Scott's Bluff. Tune into Preps Rewind in the morning. Clark will have you the final in that one, as will he have you the final in Thompson Valley and Berthoud. That's been a good matchup. They've kind of been stalled at 7-6 for quite a while. The Eagles with the advantage 7-6. Running clock between Northridge and Greeley Central. That game has gotten out of hand, as has the game between Fort Morgan and Roosevelt. 49-0 at the break with a running clock in that matchup as well. As we continue on here on the Alt Feed Mill postgame show, drop down to 2A and check a couple of more scores. 31-0, we hit that in the last segment. Fort Lupton has opened the floodgates a little bit on Weld Central. Haven't got an update on that Sterling-Wellington matchup. It's 7-0 Sterling last update we had, but like I said, check back in with Clark in the morning on Preps Rewind. That's a 10 o'clock start, and you can get all of your 1A football scores, all your scores across the board, but hopefully he'll have an update on that Sterling-Wellington game, among many others. No score in that Wiggins-Rocky Ford matchup either. That's the only game that we really kind of wanted to keep our eye on in 1A. And we'll check and see if there's any update between Prairie and Briggsdale. There is not. So that's all the scores as we have them here on a abbreviated Preps Game of the Week and an early alt-female post-game show. So unfortunately, like I said, lost our equipment out at the field tonight, so we're going to sign off a little bit early. We're going to hand it back over to regular programming. Be sure to join Clark in the morning, as he'll get you hopefully some coaches. We obviously are not going to be able to get any coaches because everybody's games are still going. So this all-female post-game show will not have any coach interviews, but hopefully in the morning, Clark can get a couple of coaches on from 10 to 11 with Preps Rewind, and then we'll be back on the air again at 5:30 tomorrow night, Eaton and Platte Valley, the opening of the new Eaton High School football field, and should be a really fun matchup. So we will invite you to tune back in for that one as well. And we want to thank Coach Troy Hoffman, Coach Zach Lemon for them jumping on with us in football night in Northern Colorado on our pregame show with a little bit of a preview of tomorrow night's game. And so we thank them for their time. And for Clark Johnson, Mike Danson out at a wet Roosevelt High School, and for Micah Kilpatrick behind the glass doing all the hard work setting up the breaks when things go haywire, it's not that easy to get the clock reassembled for get everything playing, but Micah does it seamlessly, so he keeps us sounding good all night long. So my name is Kyle Johnson. We thank you for joining us. This has been the Alt Feed Mill post game show. Like I said, we'll roll back to regular programming 9:30. At 9:30, we'll have Kevin Schaefer with the Colorado Preps scoreboard show to round out your evening. Thank you for joining us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.